So,
there you go.
What would you say makes you different than other artists in your genre?
And I just really respect, you know, what Reese does with the lyrics. I think that a lot of lyrics lately are lacking. Reese really takes them to a new level and really makes them interesting.
I get quite obsessive over the lyrics. I think, which is another related back to Eminem, is he's kind of the same way. He just will work on the same thing, you know, for 2 weeks, just going back and forth, looking at it and changing words, you know, putting things here and there. Stuff people wouldn't even notice. You know, I'll write lyrics and, you know, showing Mallory, and she's like, oh yeah, these are really cool. And I'm like, yeah, did you notice this part, like right here, how this word connects to this meaning, like this secret meaning? And she's like, oh yeah,
I didn't really see that.
And I'm like, oh, well, it's there. And if people down the road, like, reading in the music, they're going to see these little things, hopefully, if they look deeply into these words. So I definitely put my time into them.
Our music too, you know, a lot of fans, you know, will stick to a really straightforward sound set, and you know, we're really, I mean, I'm very inspired by different sounds, and we like to try out different sounds and manipulate them and make them interesting in different ways. And I think each song on our album really sounds unique and interesting, so you can kind of discover new things.
Yeah. People always say, you know, each is on our first album, like, no two songs sound alike, and they each kind of have their own sound. And when you're playing them live, it's cool. You can see the reaction of people because they don't know who we are. You can kind of see, like, the look on their face. They're, like, a little bit, like, surprised. I think that's kind of what our goal is, just to not have a wasted song, you know, kind of make them all meaningful, you know, as much as we can, and, you know, make them fun, make them dancey.
And what else makes us unique is Reese's hair.
Even other men compliment him all the time.
So we were at our last gig, we were in Rock Island, Illinois, right by Iowa, and me and Ryan and Mallory, I'm like in the middle of the two of them, and we're at this bar, and this like gentleman walks up kind of like on the other side of the bar. It's like an L-shaped bar, and he's just like staring at like me and Mallory, like at the same time. It was weird, we couldn't tell who he was looking at, and he was just like, I like your hair. And like, you know, I'm like, oh, and I look at Mallory, you know, because usually that compliment's kind of for a girl. And
Yeah, I was like, thank you.
And she's like, oh, thank you. Like, you know, cutting your hair. Like, yeah, you know, it's like, just got a haircut. And then the guy's like, oh, no. I didn't mean you. Like, pointing at Mallory. Like, I met him, and just points directly at me. And Ryan just starts cracking up. And it was just so, he's like, I'm not hitting on you. You just have cool hair. Yeah, I cut it myself. And he's just, oh, really? And, yeah, in the mirror. And then he was dumbfounded. I was like, yeah, man, in the mirror.
Yeah.
So he was really shocked about me cutting my hair in a mirror.
So if we could have you tell us about a song that you guys worked on together that perhaps maybe you're most proud of creating, maybe a favorite song of yours.
My favorite energy-wise is War Paint Sound, for sure. In terms of creation-wise, I really think Cubism.
Cubism is a big one, too. I think War Paint is definitely our most played on our website, but I love the potential of all the songs. I think they're really beautifully put together. You know, we put tons of thought into them. But I guess, you know, War Paint Sound really defines who we are to a degree, I guess.
What projects are you guys currently working on?
Well, we've just about all of the songs written for our next album as well. It definitely has a darker, more electronic sound. And
yeah, we've kind of really kind of pinpointed what we wanted to do. I think our first album was me and Mallory just met each other, and we were seriously getting to know each other as we were writing an album, which is kind of strange, because usually when you get to know a musician, you kind of sit down and play with them and, you know, go back and forth, but we just immediately started recording. So I think with the second project that we're kind of getting into, we kind of feel like we have a little bit more freedom. We're kind of able to pull in sounds that we've been wanting to pull in this whole time. Different ideas, different drum rhythms, you know. It's been really fun, and it's been quick. We somehow just kind of write things really rapidly, and our ideas flow out pretty quickly. I mean, we already have the album cover kind of hopefully planned out, and we're taking each day as an opportunity to do something for the band. We're always constantly texting each other or calling each other just to get things done, because we don't want to waste any time.
Now, I don't want to tell you what to do, but if there's a nice music video, Susie and I would like to be in the background. We'd like to be background dancers
totally.
For someone who comes on this show. That's my other ambition.
I'll be ripping the guitar solo, and you guys can be in the background with, like, wind blowing through our hair and stuff. I mean, because I got the hair for it. So,
we have great hair. Really long hair, too. So we're ready.
Perfect.
Our air guitar is pretty good. We can't actually play guitar, but we're ready to air guitar it up.
I am totally down with that.
Where can people find your music? This is a very important one. You know, plug everything you've got to our listeners, where they can go to download, to listen, and do whatever.
So you can preview and purchase Rooftops and Graffiti on our website at www.dahliarevolt.com. But it's also available on iTunes and Spotify. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. I'm obsessed with Instagram lately. So
don't forget that Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And where can people find you on social media? Can you give them the handle you have for maybe Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Facebook, we're at Dahlia Revolt on Twitter. Instagram, I believe, is Dahlia Revolt as well.
I think we're Dahlia Revolt everywhere. So if you just look at the handle, Dahlia Revolt.
Yeah, Facebook, we're www.facebook.com/Dahlia Revolt. And then SoundCloud, we're www.soundcloud.com/Dahlia-Revolt.
All the links are available on our website.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Revolt.com, yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
The music video.